My first trip to the Ukraine was at the age of 16 years old in 1972. I went to Uman at that time, and subsequently in 1979, I believe it was, I led a group of 44 people that went to the Ukraine at that time when it was still under the Soviet Union. And when the Russians decided to put up buildings right near the gravesite of Rabbi Nachman, endangering the whole future of the gravesite, I had the privilege of being involved with my rabbi, Reb Michal Dorfman, Zichron Levracha, in being in touch with Soviet authorities, American government, and we had the privilege of being successful in seeing to it that Rabbi Nachman's gravesite was preserved at the time. Until recently, we've had the privilege of traveling to the Ukraine often and seeing the Jews living there and seeing the horrific crisis going on now. The bombing, the constant bombing of civilians and civilians' homes, tens of thousands of Jews running for their lives to try to get out of Ukraine, to try to get out of Russia now, realizing that these are not safe havens for Jewish people. And these people now are all in an emergency state where they can't possibly take with them what they need to be able to reestablish themselves. And Baruch Hashem, the Jewish nation, is stepping up to the bat. Jewish organizations all over the world have initiated campaigns to help. We are also initiating a campaign. People are approaching me, asking me, what can I do to help? And I'd like to try my best to be able to help families that I know personally that have made it to Israel, that haven't made it to Israel yet, that desperately need our help now to be able to survive, to be able to get out, and to be able to rebuild their lives in their new places. The merit of this mitzvah of tzedakah, especially at this time, when it's pikuach nefesh, really saving men, women, and children, should help all of us receive all the blessings that we need personally for ourselves and our families of good health and success, physically, spiritually, and help bring about the final redemption for Klal Yisrael, the coming of Moshiach, the building of the third and final Beis HaMikdash, b'mehera b'yameinu, amen v'amen.